This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio.
And online at SBNationLive.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, we are back. Hour 2, SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Love to hear from you here in Hour 2. At E Radio Sports is our Twitter handle. And as always, you know what? It is almost time, perhaps, to prepare for road trips. So before your travel begins, visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simple preventative maintenance before you go will ensure a safe journey. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Well, Jack, we've got lots more NBA to get into. The league is starting to gain some momentum after a virtual meeting. What do you think this season is going to look like?
I think they're going to try their best to play out the rest of the regular season, so that way there's a fair playoff seeding. But I wouldn't be surprised if they just go straight into the playoffs and kind of have an expanded playoffs instead of just the traditional 16 teams. We might see as many as 24 teams like the NHL is trying to do.
Well, it has been a wild, wacky year. Obviously, it's been an irregular season, but who should have the final say on what's going to happen within the NBA? Do you think ultimately it should be the owners or should it be the players?
I think it's going to be the players because the NBA is the most player-driven league there is in all of major sports. And with that conference call, from what I'm understanding, is that they're overwhelmingly supportive of trying to get back to play as long as it's safe. And with that conference call, you had LeBron, Giannis, Chris Paul, I believe Kyle Lowry was there, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant, were all pitching meetings and trying just to see how the NBA can go back to this season.
How much do you think the NBA stars influence the start of getting the league up and going again?
I think it's a tremendous amount of influence. Adam Silver could say whatever he wants, but as long as the players are on board, then you got the ball rolling. Without the players, I don't believe this deal gets done at all, because the players could honestly sit out and nothing could happen. The NBA season could be canceled, God forbid.
You know, I have to wonder, too, with the game of basketball, what some of these players are feeling and experiencing. They have to be feeling some kind of anxiety.
There's never going to be a good time to come back until the vaccine is possible, but getting the ball rolling and trying to get the NBA back is somewhat a sense of normality, and so that way these guys can start getting paid again.
Okay, so we're looking forward to on Sunday, the last dance, episodes, 9 and 10. In your mind, Jack, I mean, which athlete exhibits MJ's competitiveness the most?
You'll be surprised, and it's a quick hit, Jimmy Butler. He can't get along with his teammates, his coaches get fired, and he is ultra competitive in this day and age.
Oh, that's a great answer. Hey, much more coming your way at the next generation of sports radio, SB Nation Radio. Come on back. Hour 2 is next.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, it is Friday night. Welcome back. Hour 2, SB Nation Radio, the next generation of sports radio. The Big E Sports Show. Love to hear from you. Many different ways. You can always go back and listen to all of our amazing guests at podcastarena.com and email the show at info at eradiosports.com and Twitter. We're always live there at eradiosports. Of course, Progressive always is making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote today at progressive.com. Well, you know, if you listen to the program on Friday nights, we love to tee it up. We love to go inside the ropes and talk some golf. And it is always a true honor to have back with us. We have missed him, the renowned golf instructor, the 2007 Teacher of the Year. He is a part of our network here at SB Nation Radio. You can listen in, dial him in Saturday mornings, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And that is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Good evening, Charlie. It's nice to have you back with us.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk golf with you.
Thank you. Well, this was supposed to be the PGA Tour's what, championship week, and obviously we are all kind of struggling getting through this pandemic, and the golf industry has really been impacted by COVID-19. Charlie, you are one of the best golf teachers in America. What's been the biggest challenge for you?
Well, just to really be patient. I mean, that's this came on us, and it kind of scared us all to death. And we're doing what we're told to do. The Americans, for the most part, are that way, and it's been a good part of 2 months. But we're getting a little antsy now. So now we just got to be patient But I think we're going the right direction. Most golf courses across the country are now open with some regulations to, you know, to stay further apart and do our due diligence, if you will, to keep everybody healthy. But we'll make it through all of this.
So, Charlie, talk to us. Kind of give us the pulse as far as with some of your colleagues. I mean, how much has this pandemic hurt club professionals, caddies, and teaching pros?
Well, once you stop the revenue, you know, line, everybody needs money to survive. I mean, the caddies, the workers on the golf course, everything is tied into revenue, and revenue has been cut to a bare minimum. So, you know, the government had a couple of issues of some money, and you got unemployment tax. But the bottom line, the American person is not happy unless he or she has some place to go during the day and earn a fair wage for their efforts. And we've been trained to do that, and hopefully we'll, you know, by the end of the summer, we'll have this all worked out.
You know, Charlie, you mentioned caddies. I think it's really cool. The Merido Golf Club in, what, Carrollton, Texas, is planning an encore next week. So it's really great. It's awesome to see them raising money for caddies so they can get through this extraordinary times and get back on the course.
Well, the one thing about the golfer and their attitudes towards helping people is second to none. I mean, golf, for the really, if truth be known, raises more money than any other sport for Americans' charities. I'm involved right now with Corby Robertson. We're supporting the Houston Food Bank, which really needs more food because of what's going on. And and the Spirit Golf Association from Whispering Pines, we put a goal out to raise $2 million. We're already above $1.2 million. So we're going, you know, the right direction. And we have ladies like Stacy Lewis, the number one golfer in the year. She volunteered down at the Houston Food Bank. She's speaking for us. Corby, for, you know, he's the all-American man that has done so much for people in need. We have Jim Nance as our spokesman. He did a spot that is being aired on all airways. So it's a community affair, and whether we're raising money for the caddies, for people that need money, I mean, need food. The golfer is always, you know, the first one to reach in their pocket, and we raise a lot of money.
Charlie, if some of our listeners are tuning in tonight and they would like to participate, they'd like to be a part of that, where could they go or maybe log on to perhaps make a donation?
Spirit Food Fund website is HoustonFoodBank.org/Spirit Food Fund. So I'll give it to you one more time.
Okay, yes, please
do. HoustonFoodBank.org/Spirit Food Fund. And there you'll get all the information. We got a website that's very easy to navigate. You can give $5, you can give $10, whatever you give. I mean, each $3 contribution represents a meal. So can you imagine that, you know, we've committed to raise $2 million. You know, we got a lot of people to feed in Houston because of this pandemic and what it's done to our economy.
The director of golf at Champions Golf Club right here in Houston, Charlie Epps, is our special guest tonight on SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Well, let's move ahead. I mean, obviously the PGA Tour, they are set to restart June 11th at the Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth. What are you looking forward to the most with them getting back on the course?
Well, you know, the athletes today are so well trained that if they're not playing, they're not happy. And just like the horses in a horse race, you know, you got to keep them running. And so the golfers are anxious to get on the golf course, and they understand what they're going to be facing as far as accommodations of, you know, so many different things that are going to be changed. But the bottom line is get on the golf course and shoot a number. There won't be any gallery at Colonial. And as we move towards the summer and the other golf tournaments that they're going to have, they'll eventually, you know, be bringing, I would say, more public to the golf courses because they'll have ways to, you know, test them and show them the way. So it's a start. We got to get back to normal, and this is a good way to do it.
The Colonial is less than 1 month away. So, Charlie, I mean, how competitive do you think golf will be despite all the restrictions? And as you're talking about, there's no galleries, there's no fans. It's definitely going to have a different feel to it.
It's going to have a different feel, but these golfers are so well-versed. I mean, they're practicing right now at their own home course, and there's no gallery. There's no, you know, they might pipe in some cheering. I mean, I guess that would be, that would be legal. But, you know, we had Jim Nantz on my radio show here a couple of weeks ago.
Okay,
You know, they're going to do television, and he's a little concerned about the people that produce and work the TV end of it, that they can be safe. You know, they got hotels to worry about, and then, you know, those type of nuances that we have to face on a day-to-day basis. But I think the TV will do it justice, and we'll be able to enjoy it. So, and Jim and his Tony Romo, they can tell the story pretty good, and it'll be a little quieter, but it'll still be golf.
Okay, so the Colonial will be followed by the RBC Heritage in South Carolina, the Travelers
right.
Championship in Connecticut, and then the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Michigan. Which one of those tournaments do you think Tiger might commit to, Charlie?
That's a good question. I would say he's starved for competition. He has access to his transportation that he can get around the country easier than most people. That's a good question. I hadn't thought about that. I think the Ford tournament, last time he played at Colonial was 1997. He hasn't played Harbortown in a long time. So maybe it's going to be up in at the Travelers or in Detroit for that event, but your guess is good as mine.
It is just wait and see at this point. A true pleasure to kick off hour two with the Golf Doctor. You can check him out tomorrow on our network at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on SB Nation Radio. And, of course, we're talking about Mr. Charlie Epps. Charlie, thank you so much. You be safe, and we'll talk again real soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I love your show, and you promote the game so well. And
stick around. Much more coming your way. SB Nation Radio. We will be right back.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, we are back. Hour two, SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell. Always love for our fans to join in. You can join us live on Twitter, at E-Radio Sports. Info at eradiosports.com and podcastarena.com. And we always like to pause and recognize the folks that make it happen at SB Nation and O'Reilly Auto Parts. That's where you are guaranteed to get the everyday low price on the parts that you need. O'Reilly Auto Parts will match any local auto parts store price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the parts you need at the guaranteed lowest price. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Well, we have always got you covered. We're hitting on a variety of subjects tonight. Right now, we're going to go back inside the ropes. You know, this week, the PGA Tour, the championship should be underway, but due to COVID-19 and these uncertain times, everything, as we know, it's been turned upside down. So a new event is on the calendar, and the TaylorMade Driving Relief 2020 Charity Golf Game, which will feature Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, Ricky Fowler, and Matthew Wolff. So we have invited one of the best in the business. He is the swing instructor for Dustin Johnson. He is the director of coaching, managing partner of Dustin Johnson's Golf School at TPC Myrtle Beach. Good evening, Alan Terrell. It's good to have you back.
Yeah, thanks for having me again. Hope everything's going well with you guys.
Hey, things are starting to open up across the country, so we are excited to get back in full swing and on the course. But how have you been? I mean, how have you guys been muscling through COVID-19? Because a lot has certainly changed since the last time you were on the show.
Yeah, this is the least amount I've traveled in 20 years. So,
wow.
it's definitely been quite different. Of course, if that's the only issue, yeah, still got it pretty good. But, yeah, we're doing well. People are, you know, thankfully golf is a game a lot of people gravitated to. So, the golf courses are pretty busy. and people are still wanting to take instruction. So things have been moving along as well as they can.
Well, I was going to ask you, what has been your biggest challenge for you as an instructor?
Well, you know, obviously we have more protocols now where, you know, we can't have people congregating in the lobby and you know, changing payment methods so they can pay online and don't have to even come inside. Just doing everything we can to make everyone comfortable. We've had to stop group training for the month of April, just to be careful. But it's really just trying to make the client feel comfortable with their experience during these unprecedented times.
Mm-hmm. The director of coaching, managing partner of Dustin Johnson's Golf School, Alan Terrell, he's back with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Just a side note, you mentioned this is probably the most you've been home in 20 years, and we love dogs. So I'm assuming your lab, Hogan, he's probably enjoying this extra time with Dad being home, right?
Super spoiled, that kid.
Oh, my gosh. He's so cute.
Yeah, he is. He's getting spoiled. So I gotta get him back into training, turn it into a big lap dog. But he's, we spoil him. He's awesome. He just had his fifth birthday. So, I wish I was him. He's got it made.
Yeah, he's living the dream. Yeah, I've seen some of your posts on Instagram. Just a beautiful dog. So let's get right to it. Let's talk about this TaylorMade Driving Relief Charity event that's going to take place this Sunday. Mark it down, 2 o'clock Eastern time on NBC, that, as I mentioned, will feature Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, and they're going to be playing for American Nurses Foundation. Ricky Fowler and Matthew Wolf will be playing for the CDC Foundation. So talk to us. I mean, give us the pulse on Dustin. How excited is he to have the opportunity to give back, help others during this pandemic? I mean, it's been a difficult 2 months.
Well, DJ and I have had a lot of conversation. He's a very charitable dude, and he's always looking to help. But, you know, how do you? I mean, it's such a limitations of what you can do. So he's excited to be able to do something to give back. And obviously in the confounds of playing golf with his buddies. I mean, it's a kind of a perfect scenario for him. He's good friends with Ricky and obviously Rory, both of those guys. Actually, all four of them live in Palm Beach, and that's kind of why those four are playing in the match, so there's no travel involved.
So what's been the mindset as far as helping him prepare for this event? What have you guys been focusing on?
Well, I have not seen him because I cannot get out of Myrtle Beach except to drive. Delta stopped flying into here.
Wow.
There's one flight a day on American. So I couldn't get there unless I drove to Palm Beach. So we've been doing a lot of FaceTime. He just started practicing last week again. So we actually were just FaceTiming the day about some putters. So it's great for him because as a competitor, when you don't really have something on your calendar to work towards, it's somewhat hard to motivate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been a nice, obviously the most important thing is the charitable aspect of it, but it has been nice for these guys because, I mean, they don't know what to do with themselves if they
right.
can't play golf.
They're, you know, accustomed to traveling all the time. But I saw in an interview, DJ, he has talked about the Seminole Golf Club in South Florida. I mean, obviously, it's a very special place. I'm excited to watch because it's the first time on television. It's such a private club.
It's
obviously one of the top courses in the world. I mean, what can you share about this course? And, you know, Alan, what makes it so challenging?
Well, the greens are nuts. So, I mean, the greens are pretty tricky, pretty firm. If the wind doesn't blow, it's only about 6,900 yards, but the way it routes, it plays longer than that. But if the wind doesn't blow, it'll be pretty easy for the guys. But, you know, it does sit right on the ocean. So when it's breezy, it is quite a test trying to, get the ball close on those greens, if not just hit the green.
Hey, glad you're with us. SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. The director of coaching, managing partner of Dustin Johnson's Golf School, Alan Terrell, is back with us. And, you know, I have to wonder, too, with all the social distancing, how different will this event be without golf fans? I mean, I wonder, you know, like Rory and DJ and Ricky and Matthew, like how they approach that.
Well, you being in the media world, you know, how hard is it going to be to announce that thing?
For sure.
You know, that poor announcing team.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They're going to be pulling rabbits out of hats for 4 hours. So, yeah, I feel bad for those folks. They sent some questions to all the players to try to fill some gaps and get some info on what they've been doing or whatever. But, you know, it's going to be different. I think athletics across the world moving forward is going to be different. You know, I just got a letter from the PGA Tour about their protocols for, you know, the first few events once it restarts there in Fort Worth. So it's going to be very, very different, to say the least.
Well, this weekend, it's not an official, obviously, a PGA Tour event, but highly anticipated with the return of some of the PGA's best. And obviously, we've talked about Dustin. We've talked about Rory. We've got to get some love to the fellow competitors, and that's Ricky Fowler and Matthew Wolf. What do you think their mindset's going to be?
They've got no chance.
Oh.
They've got no chance.
Oh, my gosh. Smack talk going on already.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well,
I can promise you Ricky's talking it, so... that's going to be, there will be no short of banter in that group, I can promise you.
But that's really not a part of the golf culture, is a smack talk. That's more like on the hardwood on the basketball court, right, Alan? Does that take place?
Yeah, not with these guys. These guys, all four of them could ball if they wanted to. So they don't mind elbowing each other and ruffling the feathers, to say the least. It'll be pretty entertaining, but all super, super tough competitors. I mean, Ricky's a hard competitor. Wolfie is, you know, as tough as they come. So it'll be fun to watch.
Okay, so let's talk about Matthew Wolf. You are a swing coach. Give us some swing analysis on Matthew. I mean, it's not conventional, and it's very unique. How would you describe it?
I love it. I love it. Coach is a good buddy of mine.
Uh-huh.
I like it. It's definitely, look at all their swings. I mean, I think Rory may probably be the only one that has somewhat of a traditional look. But, I like the way. It's very, very much a great swing to generate speed, the way Matt moves it. A lot of things he does in a swing, everyone else does. He just exaggerates the motion more. So the way his club moves, all four of those guys' clubs move the same way. He just does it to a greater extreme. So I think it's pretty cool, and it's definitely unique. And unique is always a good thing to bring more fans to the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, Matthew Wolf, he definitely owns it for sure. Hey, just about another minute. Alan Terrell, managing partner of Dustin Johnson's Golf School. Okay, so talk to us about DJ. We love him. I mean, when is his next event? What's going to be coming up as far as in the month of June?
So he'll be in your state here June the 9th. He'll get there for Colonial. And then he'll come back to his home state, South Carolina, and play Hilton Head. And then he'll play Travelers in Cromwell, Connecticut. And right now he's planning on playing four in a row and playing in Detroit.
Wow.
So that's his schedule. He's playing the first four. So he's kind of got to get after it early because he really didn't have that great of finishes before the tour stopped. So he's got to get moving on the FedEx Cup points.
So, yeah, that's a very ambitious schedule. Our time... We're out of it. The director of coaching, managing partner of Dustin Johnson's Golf School. He's the best. Alan Terrell's been with us. You have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the coverage, and we'll talk again real soon. Thank you.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, Friday night. Welcome back. SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Many different ways to connect with us. Always on Twitter at eRadio Sports. Info at eRadioSports.com, podcastarena.com. And we love to go inside the ropes. Always looking so forward to our next conversation because you know what? The countdown is on for the PGA Tour season to resume and reopen after COVID-19 and the closure. This week, the PGA Tour sent out a player's detailed memo for safety protocols for upcoming tournaments, and we are certainly looking forward to this weekend, the TaylorMade Driving Relief Skin Match on Sunday at historic Seminole Golf Club in Florida. Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, and the up-and-comer, this young player, Matthew Wolff. Always an honor to visit with former PGA Tour player and author, that is Larry Miller. Check him out online right now, LarryMillerGolf.com. Good evening, Larry. How are you?
Good evening. Good. Doing great. Everything seems to be just like we thought, getting better. Our governor lifted most of our restrictions, and so, boy, it looks like a mass exodus from houses. People are out. Traffic's tripled in volume, and it's kind of a happy time, really. Not happy for any of the reasons, of course, that have happened in the last 10 weeks, but happy for the fact that we might be finding our way out of this mess.
Well, a myriad of emotions, happy, excited. I'm so glad that we're starting off our conversation with giving a bit of a preview of the TaylorMade Driving Relief that will take place, as I mentioned, Sunday at historic Seminole Golf Club in Florida. You mentioned last week that you and Connie, you guys have been there before. You have played the course. So, Larry, what will you be looking for in this live televised charity event on NBC? I mean, what is it about this matchup that intrigues you the most?
Well, okay, first of all, the matchup, what really intrigues me the most is that you've got two of the ultimate bombers on the PGA Tour, Dustin Johnson and McIlroy, who can both pump it out there 330, 340, 350. And then you've got Fowler and Matthew Wolff, who are much shorter hitters, but much better at the short game, putting especially for Fowler and the short game for Wolff and Fowler both. So it's an intriguing matchup because it's sort of power versus finesse. And that's what I'm looking for in the match. And also, I'm curious to see how these guys are going to handle Seminole. Seminole is one of the world's great courses. I'll tell you about it. It's briefly, it's not very long, which is why I think Fowler and Wolff have an advantage. It's not a bomber's course. But what it does have, it has elevated, exposed greens that sits right on the ocean and subject to these winds that can get 20, 30, 35 miles an hour. So what you end up having are greens that run about 14 or 15 on the stimp meter. It's like putting on your garage floor and then trying to hold the green with iron shots. So it's going to put a premium on putting and on short game shots around the greens because you miss a lot of greens at Seminole because of the wind and the elevated fast green. So very, very intriguing matchup. I don't think they could have done better with getting these four guys to play, you know, in the two teams against each other. And as I said last week, I give the edge to Fowler and Wolff simply mm-hmm. because they're better putters and better chippers and pitchers of the ball. So that being said, you know, I'm sure McIlroy and DJ are going to use their advantage and try to bomb it out there as far as they can and get short shots to the green. But they're going to have to be deadly with their short game to compete with Fowler and Wolff because it's not a long course. And so Ricky and Matthew Wolff are not going to have any trouble at all, you know, with the distance.
You know, Larry, you've talked about just how private Seminole Golf Club is in Juno Beach. I read somewhere that this is going to be the first nationally televised event there. I mean, this is the first time that we're going to have an opportunity to really check out this course.
It is. It is. And it's surprising that they've relented after all these years and going to start opening it up a little bit to letting the public get a look at it, at least on television. But it is extremely private. When you get there, it's about a mile north of the where the PGA headquarters are, Palm Beach Gardens, and there's nothing there but a little, you know, 2-foot by 2-foot sign saying Seminole Golf Club, and that's it. I mean, you would think you were going to a rummage sale, you know, or something, or a garage sale, and then you get there, and of course, you better have your credentials ready, who you are, and why you're there, and and, you know, who has sponsored you to get there. Otherwise, you're abruptly turned away. I mean, it is really, really strict. But it's, you know, it's a great golf course. It's interesting that they have finally let the public get a glimpse of it. And I don't know, it's going to be hard to see if television does it justice or not, because the course is pretty wide open. And as I said, you've got elevated exposed greens, and I don't know how it's going to come across on television. It's really interesting in person, and it's beautiful in its own way, but it might look rather stark to the TV viewers. So anyway, I hope that it comes through and they get a good look at it.
Hey, glad you're with us. SB Nation Radio, the next generation of sports radio. We're going one-on-one inside the ropes with former PGA Tour player, and that is Larry Miller, getting ready for the big event this weekend, the charity event on NBC. Tell us some more as far as, you know, you've shared a little bit about as far as what separates this golf course from others in Florida, but what should their mindset be going in when we talk about DJ and Rory?
I think it's going to be all about accuracy and precision, and trying to, I think strategy, course management comes heavily into play, on this golf course. Course management is just going to be at a premium because it's so strategic. If you're in the wrong spot trying to hit a shot to those greens, you got a problem.
How difficult is it to get a tee time there? Because you've mentioned that you guys played it. And what was that experience like? What'd you guys shoot? Can I ask, Larry? I'm kind of putting you on the spot.
Well, no, we've got a friend who is a member there. He sponsored us to go out and get there and play the course. We were down in that area, and I called him, and it worked out. I think they're allowed maybe 3 or 4 guests a year. That's all.
Wow.
And it just worked out where he, luckily it worked out where he had one of his allotments still available, and he called him up and got us in.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you've heard, but Tom Brady has just joined Seminole Golf Club, and of course the 6-time Pro Bowl champion. So, that's pretty cool too.
You know, Tom Brady tried to get in Brookline up in Massachusetts, the country club at Brookline,
uh-huh.
and he couldn't get in. They lived up there, of course, when he was playing for the Patriots.
Really? Okay.
He couldn't get in the club. And he couldn't get in there because the club did not want that kind of publicity because, you know, they didn't want the paparazzi, you know, following Brady around at the club and coming in there and trying to see him and interview him. And so they wouldn't let him in the club, interestingly enough. And so, anyway, Seminole, he must have really, really known somebody to get in that place.
Well, we are looking forward to the big event this weekend on Sunday, TaylorMade's Driving Relief Skins matchup. That's going to be televised 2 o'clock Eastern time on NBC. How much golf do you think these guys have gotten in? I mean, this is great that, you know, we finally can see some of the best of the PGA Tour back out on the course. But I just have to wonder, you know, are the butterflies going to be going? I mean, they haven't played a lot of golf in 2 months, right?
Yeah, I think the butterflies and the rust, you know, they're a little rusty. But, you know, I'm sure they've stepped it up in the last, knowing that this was coming in the last couple of 3 weeks, sure they've really amped up their practice sessions. And they'll be ready as far as mechanically and physically. But that competitive edge, you can't replace that unless you play in competition. I don't care how much you practice. I don't care how many practice rounds you play. Until they put that scorecard in your hand and tell you it means something, it's a little bit different. There's just a little bit of difference in the nerve factor. And so not playing in so long competitively, I'm sure a lot of them are going to be affected by that. But we'll see. We'll see who is ready and who's not. But I think they'll all be physically and mechanically ready. But whether or not they're able to play up to their potential right away is going to be interesting to see.
Well, Ricky Fowler, Matthew Wolff, they are underdogs. They're going to embrace this challenge. They won't be intimidated. But let's talk about Matthew Wolff. I mean, he has a very unorthodox swing. How would you assess his swing? Give us some swing analysis, Larry.
Well, I think his nickname should be Six Flags because he's got more loops than a roller coaster.
Okay.
And it's kind of like Bubba Watson-ish, you know,
where he's off balance
half the time
and
all over the place. But you know what? All that matters in golf is impact, and it's where that club meets the ball at impact, the position it's in, and the path that it's on. That's really all that matters. When you look at a Jim Furyk, who's got the same thing, you know, loops all over, but that club comes back every time at impact in the exact same position, and it's on a good path that assures him accuracy. and make solid contact all the time. But you know, the reason you see some of these unorthodox swings that work is because they've repeated it thousands, maybe millions of times. And all those many repetitions, eventually, you're able to reproduce it every time. But it's all about practice. If you take a swing like Matthew Wolf's and played once a week, you couldn't break 90, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do it all the time, you perfect that particular swing.
Larry Miller hanging out with us on a Friday night. We are Inside the Ropes on SB Nation Radio. And while I have you on the program tonight, I wanted to ask you just how closely have you been watching the documentary on Michael Jordan, The Last Dance? You know, we've seen so much of his extreme mental toughness, his competitiveness. And I just wanted to ask you, I mean, when you watch this documentary, I mean, which golfer comes to your mind as far as that has similar traits as an athlete?
You know, the guys I saw that had that sort of Michael Jordan mentality were guys like Hale Irwin. And you look at Hubert Green, the late Hubert Green, who had a very unorthodox technique but won so many golf tournaments and was one of the premier players back when I was playing. And those guys just, you know, in that competitiveness, what it really boils down to is that they are totally unaffected by adversity. Trevino's another one who was very competitive and had mental toughness off the charts. And one time he said in an interview that whenever he hit a bad shot or got a bad result, he felt that he had nothing to do with it, that it was some external reason, you know, the wind or a bad bounce or something, you know, something was wrong, but it wasn't his fault. And he really believed that. And the best players in the world and the ones that have the most mental toughness, they do not let adversity bother them at all. They just go to the next shot and expect, not hope, but they expect to hit the next shot great. And even if they hit three bad ones in a row, they still think the fourth one is going to be a great shot. And that's the way they operate. And that gives them that mental toughness that they don't string out bad shots and string out bad holes and rounds.
Is this the most competitive that it has ever been? I mean, there's so many fantastic players on tour right now.
No question about it. It's just amazing. I told your son Stephen once, I said, Stephen, you know, as good as you are, you're one of the elite, you know, junior players in this country, and you're going to be one of the elite college players. Mm-hmm. I said, there's at least five or 10,000 just like you.
Right.
And I said, what separates you guys is from the neck up. And I said, that's where I think you've got an advantage. This is me telling Stephen. It's because Stephen is very bright, very aware, and has a great mind for golf, very strategic and very aggressive. I love the way he thinks, and I think that's going to bode him well because so many of them have the physical skills. You know, there's thousands of them that are just have great swings and great players and shoot low numbers, but it's the ones that can do it under the gun when it counts, and that requires upstairs. It requires a lot of thought and a lot of strategy.
Our PGA News and Notes continues with Larry Miller after this quick break.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Hey, welcome back. Hour 2, SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Right now, let's go back inside the ropes with Larry Miller. You wrote a book, Ben Hogan's Secret Fundamental, What He Never Told the World. So what was your view of him as far as his competitiveness and just his mental toughness? And as you're talking about, his ability just to be resilient and to move on from a bad shot.
I didn't mention Hogan before with Hale Irwin and Hubert Green, but of course Hogan was the ultimate with that. He was the model of mental toughness and his competitiveness. He placed himself in a, people thought he was rude and antisocial because he didn't speak to anyone on the golf course. If he did, it was simply to reply in a one-syllable word to a question. He would not extend the conversation, which is a mistake a lot of young players make. They talk too much to other players, and it takes them out of their strategy and course management and thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Hogan was just the opposite. He isolated himself in a bubble so that he could concentrate on course management, strategy on the golf course, and staying in the present shot. And he did that by not engaging in needless conversation. It's a very important overlooked thing teaching young players is you got to teach them how to do that.
And you share so many of those stories in your latest release, Ben Hogan's Secret Fundamental, What He Never Told the World. Always a true honor to go one-on-one each week here inside the ropes on SB Nation Radio with former PGA Tour player, and that is Larry Miller. Larry will be off next week because you had just mentioned Stephen. He's going to be playing in the Samaritan's Purse 2.0 fundraiser for caddies at Merido Golf Club. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So we will reconvene a week from now. So we'll look forward to that in 2 weeks, actually.
Well, great, great. Okay, we'll enjoy it and enjoy the week off. And by that time, gee, I think we're going to have normality on our doorstep.
Well, so we look forward to
it.
Absolutely. That, of course, is Larry Miller, who joins us each and every week right here on SB Nation Radio. A big thank you to all of our amazing guests.